So let's review. The daf begins with a contradiction between two braises with regard to whether the isra of shechita al chametz is violated when hamakter, the kohen who burns the fats, or hamalik, the person who does malika on a bird carbon, is the one who has chametz at the time of the shechita. The Gemara explains that both braises assume, like Reb Shimon, that a person violates leisishchat al chametz when shechting other karbanos on Pesach. On Erev Pesach, it is only violated when shechting the karban Pesach. Malika amalika loy kasha. Kamba ba aser, kamba chayle shalmayit. The braisa that says that one violates leisishchat even when the person doing malika owns chametz is referring to during Pesach, whereas the braisa that says that one does not violate leisishchat is referring to Erev Pesach when the isra applies only to the karban Pesach. Haktar aktar nami loy kasha. The contradiction whether the isra is violated when the makter, the person burning the fats, owns chametz, reflects the machlokes tanoim, whether Reb Shimon holds makish haktara l'shchita, burning the fats is in the same category as shchita, and would therefore the makter would be chayiv, or loy makish. We do not compare burning the fats to shchita, and the makter is not chayiv. The Gemara then explains the opinions of both tanoim in the Mishnah, who apply the isra of leisishchat al chametz dam zivchi to additional karbanas other than the Pesach. Rabbi Huda Omer, af hatamid. Rabbi Huda includes the karban tamid in the isra because zivchi, zevach hamayuchidli, umayniu tamid. The word zivchi implies a special karban designated for Hashem. Reb Shimon holds that on Erev Pesach, the lav applies only to karban Pesach, but on Pesach, the lav applies to all karbanas. We first derive the halacha that the lav applies to other karbanos as well from zivchi zivchi trei zimni kari bei zevach zevachaye. The Torah writes zivchi twice, and Rashi explains. We take the yud from one and add it to the other. As a result, zevach refers to karban Pesach, and zevachayai refers to shar zevachim. The Gemara then says, if so, the Torah could have written one word, zevachayai, which would have included both karban Pesach and shar zevachim. Obviously, the Torah is separated into two words to teach that there is a difference between them. Bizman de'ika zevach, loy mechayev azvachayai. At the time of the Karban Pesach, there is no chiyev for shar zevachim. Bizman de'leka zevach, mechayev azvachayai. When there is no Karban Pesach, other karbanos are subject to the lav. The next Mishnah describes the process of how they would bring the Karban Pesach. HaPesach nishchat b'sholosh kitis. Since the Pasuk uses three terms to describe the groups that bring a Karban Pesach, Kahal, Eda, Yisrael, the Karban is brought in three separate groups. Rashi points out that even if there is a small amount of people who would all fit into the Azara at one time, Mitzah lechalek l'sholosh kitas zu achar zu. The Gemara adds that each group should consist of at least 30 people, because the Pasuk can also be understood to mean that Kahal, Eda, Yisrael, each term indicating 10 people, a total of 30 people, should be in the Azara at one time. By having three groups of 30 people each, we have fulfilled the directive of the Pasuk both ways. The Gemara adds that this can also be achieved with a total of 50 people. First a group of 30, and then twice replacing 10 people. The Mishnah continues, Nichnasa kat rishayna nismala hazara, nolo dalsas hazara. When the first group came in and the Azara filled up, the gates closed. Abaya says, Ninulutnan. They relied on a miracle that the doors would close on their own. And Rava says, Noilintnan. We do not rely on miracles, and they would close the doors themselves. The Gemara cites the well-known Mishnah in Idias. Ein azar nin elas al kol adam Yisrael, b'chachma ubiir eschet, ka'kavya b'mehalal. With most of Kala Yisrael in the Azar, there was nobody as great as a kavya b'mehalal. The Gemara continues, despite the massive crowds, nobody was ever crushed in the Azara, except for one time. The Gemara relates that once, Agrippas HaMelech wanted to know how many Jews there were. He had the Kohen Gadol set aside the kidneys of each Karban Pesach, and there were 600,000 sets of kidneys, keflayim kiyetz Mitzrayim, twice the amount of men at Yetzias Mitzrayim. Actually, the number of Jews was much greater, because there were many who were tamei or bederech recheika, far away and exempt from Karban Pesach, plus each Karban Pesach had at least 10 people registered to it. The Gemara points out that the kidneys were only taken momentarily and replaced with a corresponding bean or stone because the kidneys must be burned on the Mizbeach. The Mishnah continues, Taku hariyu v'taku. They would blow the chatzaitzus as with other Karbanas. Hakahanim oimdim shureis shureis ubiyadeim bezicha kesef ubezicha zav. The Kohanim stood in rows, and each row exclusively held either silver bowls or gold bowls. They did not have gold and silver in the same row because hachishaper tvei, it is nicer when it is all the same. The bowls did not have flat bottoms, but rather pointed bottoms, so that they cannot be placed down and allow the blood to congeal. The Gemara says that only the bowls of the Levoina on the Shulchan had wide bottoms, so that they would not be leaned against the Lechem upon them and possibly break the bread. The Mishnah mentions, Shachad Yisrael b'kibul hakayin, to teach that Shechita k'sheir bazar, Yisrael may do Shechita. It does not require a kayin. However, mikabbalah ve'elach mitzvah kohuna, the avoiders from Kabbalah and further require a kohen. Noisne l'chaveri v'chaver l'chaver. The Kohanim would hand the kelim down the lines to each other, rather than one kohen carrying it to the mizbeach, because b'roiv am hadras melech, having lots of people involved in avoida is a greater honor to Hashem. Kibbalah samoli u'machzer zareken. Each kohen in the line would take the full cup of blood before passing back the empty cup. Because in mavir nala mitzvahs, we do not pass up mitzvah opportunities. Kohen hakarv etl mizbeach zarka zruka achas keneged hayisod. The kohen closest to the mizbeach throws and does not pour the blood, because according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, b'chayr ma'isra pesach all requires zrika and not shvicha. It is thrown on the part of the mizbeach that has yisod, the base that's underneath the mizbeach, because there is a gzeirah shava that links korban pesach to korban oila, where the Torah says. El Yisoid HaMizbeach.